This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As an anthropologist and naturopathic doctor, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body, balance, and inner badass, these are the themes we're exploring. Before we jump into the interview, I want to invite you to join our free Facebook community, Legacy. If you want to be something amazing, you need to surround yourself with amazing people. The Legacy community is made up of badass women living, not leaving, but living our legacy every single day. We are leaders, parents, entrepreneurs, and innovators collectively committed to leaving the world better than we found it. My mission is to support the health and optimization of these badass superheroes, literally to places we never thought imaginable. If you are on a mission and get it, that your health is the key to your unlimited potential, then join us. We are super awesome. You can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/BE Legacy. See you there. Well, welcome to 2018, everyone. I kind of wanted to kickstart the front of January by having a little bit of solo time with you. So this is a short little podcast, but I feel like it's short, sweet, but hopefully impactful for you. We're now into that second week of January, and this is the time where all of those New Year's resolutions start to dwindle. They lose their fizzle, and it's hard to keep going. If this is something you can relate to, or you work with clients who are related to, or you work with somebody in your office who won't stop talking about how they can't hit their goals, then this is for you. You know, one of the things I find in my practice is that people who have a sense of purpose, these individuals can somehow always get to where they want to go. And I got really curious about this idea. And this is what I'm talking about on today's episode. What are the things that distinguish people who consistently hit their goals from those who cannot? It also starts to create a framework and criteria for when I will accept people who are interested in hitting weight loss goals and when I will say no thank you. There has been a time and place when I was willing to and interested in working with people who wanted to fit into their size 6 jeans, but now I won't go there unless you can get really clear on why that is so important to you. Now, I'm not being cruel when I say that. I'm actually, and in fact, being strategic. There is a strategy to setting these goals. There's a strategy to keeping them. And this is what I want to explore in today's podcast, because when you understand the strategy behind sticking to goals, it means your impact and it means your health can be risen to an entirely new level. This is for you. So, how's it going? How's it going with those New Year's resolutions, with those 2018 goals? Today is January 9th. We have come through the holiday season, we have rung the bell of New Year, and we have moved into what I think is the most exciting month of the entire year. Now, I'm a little bit biased because it happens to be my birthday month, which makes me a Capricorn, which means that I can seemingly find the glass half full at any given moment. But all nauseating details aside, this is a hard month for people. And in fact, January 9th is kind of a hard day because we're past that first week. We're past all of those initial times to the gym, and now we're on to cycle number 2. And so I always find this time of year and this part of January a really great time to snuggle into our goals and have a reset, to have a look. Because frankly, from my perspective, it is not too late to go back and look at them. And looking at goals and looking at where you want to go over the course of the year, I actually think is one of the most important things you can do with respect to your health. Because here's the thing, when you lack clarity in your life. When you're not sure where you're going, it's really hard to make decisions that are supportive of anything in particular. You can want to be a healthy person. You can want to be an entrepreneur who has impact. But if you don't know what impact it is that you want to have, it's really difficult to put one foot in the other because you don't know what direction you need to be headed. I find that we are inundated. Our inboxes are inundated with all of these cool tools we can use to set goals for the next year. The reality is, if you are setting your New Year's resolutions and goals in the last week of December, you have not set yourself up for success. Really good goals require really strong planning. And so I'm going to bust through all of that and come at you and challenge you to do a little bit of tweaking on those goals, not way, way in advance, but actually past the start date. Because if things aren't on the right track, I'd rather fix them now than have this be the year that you weren't hoping for. So for this solo episode, as we delve into goal setting, which I believe is so instrumental at setting us up for success in terms of our business, our impact, our life, our health, I wanted to throw an idea out for you, not necessarily about what your goals should be or the timeline in which you should put them into play, but I want to start you to divide your goals. Because what I find in practice is it's not that people haven't done a great job of identifying their goals, it's that they've only created goals that fit one category. Now, what I mean by that is in my world, and this is based on my experience, there are two types of goals. There are goals that define our means, and I'll get into what that is. And then there are mission-based goals. Means goals require a little bit of passion, a little bit of willpower, and a little bit of motivation. All of these things are kick in the butt type goals. What I'm really interested in is pairing these means-based goals, and I'll get into what that means specifically, with what I call mission-based goals. Mission-based goals are about your purpose. Mission-based goals are about impact, and mission-based goals are about more than just you. Now, means goals. Let me talk about means goals. There's this thing called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And in this hierarchy of needs, it basically says that we need to satisfy the fundamental elements that enable us to be alive if we are going to work towards aspirational, impactful goals and meaningful contribution in our lives. And I absolutely agree with that. If you can't figure out how you are going to feed your family, or you are just trying to keep yourself healthy and sane and grounded, then you're not working on those big picture goals. So fundamental to being able to enact mission-based goals is that we have a plan to get your means satisfied. And means, from my perspective as a naturopathic doctor and as someone who works with entrepreneurs, it means that we have that strong financial foundation, that we know what it is that we need to survive. And we had that great podcast with Shannon Simmons a few weeks ago where we started to talk about, you know, what is the fundamentals that we need to survive financially? This is all looking at means. But as the old adage goes, means usually need to lead to an end. And this is where we start to explore mission-based goals. You know, people ask me, what is it that distinguishes those people in your practice who get better and get better quickly, not always physically, but psychologically, they will always move to a place of being better, versus those who get stuck. And my answer has become glaringly clear as I look back over the last 10 years, although it took me a while to really understand the distinction. The difference between people who get better, accelerated better, versus stagnant, is a clearly defined sense of purpose, not passion. Passion are pom-poms. Passion is I'm on and I'm excited and I rise to the occasion and then I'm super tired and need to recover. Purpose is more steady. Purpose is deeper. Purpose comes from really understanding who you are, what your unique skill sets are, and where you can make contribution. Purpose is bigger than you. And purpose is what defines these mission-based goals. Purpose and mission-based goals are what your end game is all about. Where do you want to go? What is the impact that you want to leave on this world? And I ask my patients this question, and I have to say, on either a first or second visit, when I say to someone, so tell me a little bit about, I'm going to take this out of left field. Tell me about your purpose. Most of the time I get these eyes that bug out of people's heads and they go, whoa, I did not expect to hear that question. But I ask that question because I need to know where people are at on their journey. I need to know whether the first thing I need to do is resource them with things that help them tap into that place. Purpose does not mean that you want to become free leader of the free world. Sometimes purpose just means that you want to have impact, but knowing where you want to have impact in a really specific way is going to help you understand the steps you need to get to that place. So as you reflect back on your goals for 2018, have you set means-based goals or have you set mission-based goals? If you have a new income level that you want to hit, it's a means-based goal. If you want to complete that renovation, which is one of the things I want to do, that is a means-based goal. Because building that house and creating that space, it is the means towards giving you an environment to work on those mission-based goals, those bigger, more impactful goals. If you want better boundaries, guess what? That is a means-based goal. All of these goals are things that you can start to do in your life that are incredibly valuable that help you on that mission. So when you are looking at and trying to understand, how do I stick to these goals and these resolutions that I have set for 2018, it's really important that your means-based goals are armed with a mission, that they're armed with a sense of purpose. So what's an example of a mission-based goal? Well, I'll tell you what some of ours are. One of our mission-based goals is to impact 1 million lives by the year 2020. Well, how the heck am I going to do that? How am I going to do that when I see patients day in and day out, which is one of my absolute passions in the world? It's the reason why I started Clinician Business Labs, because I realize I have all of these colleagues who have incredible skills and are excellent clinicians, but would love some help in terms of creating an impactful business. I realized that I could accelerate access to many thousands of people, to very qualified individuals, if I could help those individuals refine their message and amplify their message and draw more people in. That is a mission-based goal. One of my other mission-based goals is to find evidence-based approaches to lifestyle acceleration. Well, what the heck do I mean by that? What are some of the cool tools that we can create with technology to help people become more accountable in the small changes that they want to make in their life? Those small changes, which executed upon on a daily or weekly basis, lead them to healthier outcomes, lead them to be able to impact their mission in the world. As you step back, as you look at your goals for this year, take this moment to refine things a little bit. Look at the list of things that you want to move forward on and really understand, are these mission-based or are these means-based? And do I have a balance of both? This is the spreadsheet of your life. And I was listening to Tim Ferriss this morning, and he was probably paraphrasing someone else. And frankly, it doesn't matter where it comes from, but the wisdom was really profound. And this was the idea that if we were to look at having an incredible life, and he looks at what makes people amazing, what makes people fulfilled, he found that for most people, it was 25% finding themselves and 75% stepping up and creating the ideal life and world for themselves. When we look at entrepreneurs like Richard Branson and we talk to them, what's your work-life balance? How do you set goals? How do you build things bigger? You can hear in their language that is a very clear balance between driving means towards the end, towards the mission-based goals. There's always a balance in the two. And whether they have the language to articulate these things or not, when you start to peel them back and you really start to look at and analyze what people have laid down on the table in front of them, you realize that they have found a balance between the two. So here is my call to action to you. Whether it is related to the impact you want to have in the world, whether it's related to how you want to parent, or the dress size that you are hoping to have by the end of this year, you need to pair that means with a mission if you want to see it happen. I know that the people who are hanging out with us, who are listening to what I have to say and are sharing in the wisdom of our guests, you guys are go-getters. You have a mission. Lay it down, create some clarity, and you will understand the next right step. Distinguish between all the noise of shoulds and woulds and coulds, and really look for the signals. Look for the signals that are leading you in the right direction. Look for the signals that are leading you on your mission and on your quest. I wish you guys all an amazing week. I'd love for you to come on over to the Anthropology Podcast Facebook page and share with me what your mission is for 2018, what your big purpose is. And if you are a go-getter, if you are an entrepreneur and you're looking to hang out with some amazing women who are also in this boat, in this category, on a mission to make the world a better place, then please come hang out with us in our legacy group. It's Facebook/groups/BLegacy. Guys, have an amazing day. I can't wait to chat more about this next week and hear about some of your goals for 2018.
If you enjoyed our conversation and would like to hear more, head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and subscribe to the Anthropology Podcast. We would also really appreciate a quick review. When people have their health, they can change the world. Let us keep you healthy and you go change the world.